It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Welcome in on a Monday. We're going to give Pistons some primo real estate at 3 o'clock. We got a lot to talk about with them. Big night in Minnesota last night. We're rapping about college basketball, and it is to the backdrop of all four number one seeds are in the tourney. Neither Michigan or Michigan State were even close. Neither were close to Auburn. And they don't spend enough money to be close. And reports today that Pat Kelsey, the head coach of Louisville, they are going to spend between $8 and $10 million on their roster. That's double what St. John's did to kind of ignite their real turnaround. Look, my question is that really what it's going to take? And do you have faith, your whatever your school of choice is, that they'll do it? I don't have faith in Michigan State because I don't think Tom Izzo will allow it. And my answer would be this. If Tom's not going to get with it, then just go enjoy retiring, man. Don't beat your head against the wall because you're not going to be able to do it another way. You have to spend. And when our highest paid guy is Frankie Fiddler, that is why it was varsity JV yesterday. Wasn't close. It never felt close.
No.
And the Michigan game factually wasn't. It was at half. Auburn decided we've just played our worst half ever. We're going to kill these people.
What you saw for Auburn was the equivalent of, we can just hit the switch. They hit the switch. And all of a sudden, they became the number one overall seed right there in the middle of the Michigan game, live in front of the world. For Michigan State, Tom is saying he's rejuvenated. And for Michigan State, you're going to have to pay your existing players. And I think for the way that they're going to go is they're probably going to target one or two of the type of portal players that you want. I don't think you'll ever see where Tom's going to go in there and flip and get like 6-7 guys out of the portal. In his world, I want to recruit my guys, and I'll supplement the other 2 to 3 players with portal players, and that'll keep his costs low. But I think he will try to go and get some guys. Now, maybe he strikes gold and gets another Tyson Walker, or he ends up with another Zapata.
There's the problem. What you just said. I don't need to mine for diamonds. If Michigan State is going to be taken as a serious program, man, you leave the mining for gems to the poors. You get out there and you buy your way to success, because the bottom line is that's what this has turned into. I don't believe they'll ever do that. And that's not a shot at Tom.
No, I don't think that's not going to be his style. He's going to go and get some people that try to fit.
You got any top 10 recruits coming in next year? Top 15?
No.
Okay. You got no shot.
Got 2 top 50.
Ooh! I just went down the top 20 with you and how it ended up. If you're not getting those kids, and by the way, it requires a lot of money. You have no chance at the high school rank. And then if you're not buying the seven-figure type player in the portal, you're never going to get the difference makers needed. Look, Dusty May, I can't speak to what he'll do. I need to see the level of support they give him. Yeah, if I'm Michigan, I'm going all in.
Dusty May came in last year. He was late to the program, and he just kind of had to piecemeal this thing together. Look, had he made it to the national title game, you could go ahead and give him the National Coach of the Year because it would have been an outstanding job of what he'd done.
I'd give it to Dusty now.
I'm not giving it to him now.
He turned an 8-win team into a good basketball team. I know it didn't turn into the San Antonio Spurs with Duncan like the seven fans they have.
Right, fun. But part of that was Michigan's own fault for leaving Juwan around for an extra year that he shouldn't have been there. But I look at what he's probably going to have to go out and get, he's going to probably get like 5-6 players again in the portal.
Well, if you spend $5-6 million and you're in.
And I don't know if Michigan is that dedicated to basketball or not. Now, I think Dusty May is, but I don't know if Michigan is because Michigan would rather spend their money on the football team.
248-539-9797. We'll go to the people. We'll start the show with E, 97.1. What's going on, E?
Good afternoon, fellas. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations to y'all on getting to the Elite Eight two days after what we did. But Here we go with the portal. I believe the players want to play for Dusty May. This is not the year 2000, 25 years ago, when Izzo was able to drop into the zone, cuss out a player here and there. These players don't want to play for him. That no one's going to Michigan State, even in the portal. Michigan missed out on a lot of players because May came in late. If you do your research on it, we had three top guys that's doing good right now at different schools right now that would have been here if May would have been here just a couple weeks sooner. Moving forward.
So, real quick. So, why don't people want to play for Michigan State?
Because of Izzo. Y'all got to get rid of y'all coach. Y'all coach is boring. He's the same old March. Everybody say he's a March guy. Izzo in March. What has he done in the last 25 years?
So, this is a team that was one of the top teams in the fast break in defense.
16
and
points a night in the open floor. Cohen Carr is one of the most exciting guys in the country. You could say guys don't want to get yelled at. I'm not going to fight you. You could say his style's not for everyone. That's cool. But, like, I mean, if you want to say because he won't spend, they got to get rid of him, I'm cool with that. But I'm not going to sit here and act like they're playing Drake basketball.
Right.
They
go up and down the court so much, Mike. Teams forego rebounding. Just get back and play defense.
Now, if you want to say long-term, Dusty May is going to be a more attractive option. I left you alone. I mean, you called last week talking about Auburn wasn't going to be a problem. I'm not going to smear you. But I'm also not going to sit here and have you just lying on things. Look, here's the deal between 2 and 6. This is how this works. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. in, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We don't need to make things up. Okay? It's just like the conversation I had last week where a guy called in telling me Jalen Duren's the best center in basketball. We don't need We don't need to make bleep up. We can just talk sports.
Yeah.
Okay? If you want to say MSU can't win because of the coach, no.
Right.
If you want to tell me the coach won't spend, therefore, I'll go with you.
If you say, well, you know what, players don't want to get yelled at, you know what?
I'll live with it. I can say, you know what, E? You might be right. Look, he's 70. He's got a lot of energy. But if he won't get out of his own way, how about this? I don't think you're going to win a championship without paying a guy the better part of $1 million.
Yeah. But that's just the price of doing business in any sport. It's paying a quarterback. It's paying the top people. You have to pay them the money. I'm not fighting you on this, Mike.
I just
want you to know.
I know.
I just don't think
you're
that's
speaking
in his DNA.
In what they will do.
Right.
I'm speaking in what they should do.
Exactly.
Totally agree with you. I'm not fighting you
for a second.
But
the whole style, I'm so sick of hearing. Well, their style, like, you do realize teams just say, to hell with rebounding, go play defense because we can't let Michigan State run us and out of the gym.
And if the style was so boring, how did Jace Richardson go one and done?
Well, it's because his father played on the team, smart guy.
Right, that's exactly why we're not getting his brother, right, Jackson?
Right.
Clearly that worked.
Right.
So, again, we don't need to make
Jackson will be seen at some SEC team near you.
All right, Tyler on a cell, 97.1. What's up, Ty?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey. Good, Tyler. What's going on?
Hey, no, I kind of want to just take it a different route. I'm a Michigan fan here. Obviously, didn't go to Michigan. I'm not going to be like Caller Joe, like, oh, you're going to be afraid to go against Michigan State for the first
time. It doesn't matter if you went there. We have to stop with this.
Right.
I said it last week. You're fine. Just go ahead.
Yeah, Tyler, you can root for whatever team you want to root for.
I told you, it's the wackos I got a problem with.
And you know
with.
What, Tyler? I have more respect for you right now because you're calling today after a Michigan loss. You're not going to crawl back and be like, I was really a football fan anyway.
No, look, I'll admit, our team ain't that good. But look, you guys would kick our butts if you faced us for the third time. I didn't want to watch that. But anyway, I wanted to take a different way what he was taking. You know, with Tom Izzo being there for so long.
Yeah.
Failure to reach the actual ultimate goal. Is it time? I feel like Spartan fans aren't really talking about it. Maybe some are. Is it time for Tom Izzo to call it a career?
I think any time a coach hits 70, that conversation should happen. So, Tyler, I'll be vilified by Spartans, and this is, Sparty Radio. No, I've had the comment for years. I can love Tom Izzo, but also tell you, I wouldn't be mad at all if it happened and he went, you know what, I'm going to the beach.
Yeah.
Because if he's not going to do everything he needs to do to win it all, then what are we doing at all? That's it.
No.
His comments.
Here's the thing. Kind of like, Mike, I guess what I'm saying is I saw something different in
him
this year.
He had energy. He did.
Right, where it was like, man, I haven't seen you like this in a long time. And he's like, man, this team has brought this energy back. So I need to see, do you transfer this energy in the offseason? You go out and you bring a couple people because you're going to have minimum 3 scholarships open. You need to go fill those scholarships with some quality transfer players. And like you said, if you could go and get one of the top players, great. Instant offense.
Rico.
You don't have to worry about getting bullied and putting Zapata on broom.
Isn't the litmus test Cohen Carr? I'm sorry, but if I'm a school, if I'm Louisville spending 8 to 10 mil, I'm paying them $1 million. And now Michigan State would have to go 2.5 times what they paid their highest guy this year. Is Michigan State going to pay Cohen Carr $1 million?
I think they would.
Oh, well, will Tom allow that?
Don't want to disrupt the chemistry.
I think Tom would. I mean, if you're Cohen Carr, it depends on do you want to stay here or not. Bottom line is, hey, I'll know come media day who's on what team.
Okay. 248-539-9797. I can knock down a couple more calls, David. We can get some ticket texts, and I'd like your opinion on Michigan basketball. Because if they give Dusty May the resources, I think you absolutely could believe you could win a national title. But you got to give the man resources. Because if Louisville's spending 8 to 10, you can't be spending less than that. Not if you want to be a serious basketball program. I'm already telling you I don't think Michigan State is being all too serious.
Sporty Radio. There I go, ripping my own program again.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.